New Zealand's emergency management minister says most people in affected areas followed the government's warning about a potential tsunami, evacuating and moving to higher ground. Kiri Allen said the government had been planning a tsunami safety campaign and that last week's earthquakes underlined the need for that awareness. The series of quakes included magnitudes of 7.3, 7.4, and 8.1. Radio New Zealand called that last one of the strongest earthquakes to hit the South Pacific in modern history. At one point, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center advised the quakes could send waves of up to 10 feet crashing across Vanuatu and up to 3 feet in Fiji and French Polynesia. As it turned out, the impact was much less. Ocean gauges in Vanuatu and New Zealand, as well as islands off Australia, measured heightened waves of about a foot. Scientists say one notable aspect of the event is the location of the quakes, the intersection of the Pacific and Australian tectonic plates. That's one of the most seismically active regions in the world, recording some 215 quakes above a magnitude of 6 over the past 100 years. New Zealand's emergency management minister said one of the key takeaways is, quote, "We're islanders of a small Pacific nation surrounded by coastlines. Tsunamis are a big part of our lives." With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.